tell a chassida, and he told him various things. And one of the things he told him was that when you're yoitzel aderech himolech bekoinech, when you go on a journey, ask and take the shus from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Gemara says that's referring to Tfilas Haderech. That's referring to Tfilas Haderech. The Slach asks, Himolech means ask for shus. If you ask for shus, you need to wait for an answer. Tfilas Haderech is a tefillah. We don't wait for any answer. What's this lashon? Himolech bekoinech. Also interesting is Chista, who brings it down, the Tfilas Haderech brings it all the lashon yochid. Shatoni chayni lashon hasidayni lashon, all the lashon yochid. Abaye says no. When you do a tefillah, such a tefillah, you should be mishtatz with a sibo. Do it for everyone together. You done for others, they done for you. It's a sibul together. It's a much more powerful tefillah, which is our minik. Shatoni cheinu l'shon sasideinu. Except for the last words, the sitnei yavi kabbalah, we do the loshon yochid. But the rest is all the loshon sibul. So what did Rav Chista want? Rav Chista, he's suggesting, oh, you do always the loshon yochid. So the slach. The Gemara brings, the Mishnah brings, as Rav Chanina ben Dosa would daven for a choyla, and he would know, is a choyla going to be survived or not? Im shagura tefillah befir, if the tefillah flowed, that's a simon from Shemaim, things are going to be well. And if chas shon paket, v'olein. Zot, the tzlach, and Yohan Lovi was telling, he molech bekoinech, he go on a derech, derech was a, yishkin poshna zach, the list of the chayin strois, the other one was, Rabbi Derech Noelin, who always went well. Himalech, ask the Rabbi Shloilot. Say Tefillas Haderech, and see, Im Shkura Tefillah Befim, then you know, go ahead. If not, you've got the reply, don't go. Abdos is asked for Shteitzach. Rabbi Yehuda Achmed, Rabbi Salah Chassida, Rabbi Chista, the Groysa, from the end of Dairus, these special people, they were on this Madrega, that their tefillahs, their kavanas are tefillah, their tzuras are tefillah, they could see in Shagura, they could tell whether they, what in Shemaim was the reply. But all the hammering on for all the way, for all of us, is a regular tefillahs aderech. Hashal brings up the slach with Chista and the others, the Goyza, they would say the Loshon Yochid, because they have a private shayla. If they say the Loshon Rabbim, it could be that the Baruch Hu wants others to travel. They have a private shayla, and they would see how their private tefillah would go, and that was the himolech bekoinech. They were asking the Rabbi Shalom, and they would get the answer. For all of us, it's a regular tefillah, lahadi, mishtatev sibura, every the sibur, down for the sibur, they down for you, everyone dabbles together, and mimela, that's why we've got the different nusach that which we say taka, Veloshen Rabbi. When we talk about the Nusach, there's a Machloikas, Doi Lachroinim, Shem Zaman, Chakineski. Can you add in extra protein into Tfilas Haderech for your particular circumstances? Today, Loilein is Tulis Drochim, accidents, or in Eretz Yisrael, Satsilein mi mechablim from the Chayas Ruas. Can you add in extra things? So Shlomo Zalman says yes. As long as you say the Nusach Chazal, you're entitled to add in extra protein, which is fitting Sakonas Leilenu, which is fitting for your derech. Reb Chaim says no. Reb Chaim says you've got to keep to the Nusach of the Chazal. And he says that the Emes, Chazal were because we say a loshon mikol midei furonius and misrachus voice loylom, that's koil kol midei. Interestingly, point out that this loshon mikol midei furonius is not in the nusach of the Gemara, not in the nusach harosh. On the mice, it's in our nusach and it's koil. Somebody told me he was traveling with a group in a tender in Eretz Yisrael, and the driver was a seasoned Israeli and nahag. And he said Tfilas Haderech for them, and in the middle he held, obviously, like Shlomo Zalman, Vesasi Leini Mehamishtara. He was worried about the that problem, and he added it in to his tefillah. So let's the first nakuda is a Mar brings a machloikas of chistam of sheishes in how to say it. Of chistam says you've got to do it standing up. Standing up means not amida means amida below mahalach and the mahalach and amida not yeshiva. Of sheishes who argues the Mar brings of sheishes. When he was going with Rav Chisda, he followed Rav Chisda's example. He stopped and Dev Amida. Mio is a toy about Tikri Ra. He himself held. You don't need to. You can do it while you're walking, sitting. It's not, you're not Mechoyev. Aber Rav Chisda was doing it. He joined him and he also did it. Stopped and did it by Amida. Shal came in Halacha state as a Paschim of the Toysalem. They all talk about it. Me Ikra de Dina. If a person does it like Sheish Mikatin Yoitza, and it's a proper good to fill us a derech, if you were to do it Mahalach, if you do it be Yeshiva. The Maisa, Lachatchila wants to try and stop. Lachatchilish wants to try and stop. It's not always practical. In the middle of the motorway, it's not always practical. And you can say it, your Falk actually points out. That the Indian, what we say that it shouldn't be mahalach, it should be dafka stopped, that's be'ika for the driver. The hainu, this man, chazal, somebody was walking, he's also kinhiloch, going on a horse, whatever, he's also kinhiloch. You're also kinhiloch, that is a problem for your saying of Tiras HaDerech with the Optimum Kavanah, made a stop. Aber, if you're not Osugin Hiloch, you're passing through the car, then Be'etzem, it's not a problem if you carry on. The Hainu, so if you'll be traveling and there'll be a Goyish taxi driver taking you, Be'etzem, there won't be any Indian Dafka to stop. That's what he wants to tell you. It's not Indian on everybody to be stationed. The Indian of Amida, that's on each individual. Oh, in the Indian of Amida, the Machaber already says that if it's difficult, he's talking about a horse, carriage, whatever, if it's difficult, which usually if you ain't so, they weren't Machaber to go down from the horse. It's a Tircha, they weren't Machaber to go down. So, Mimela, you don't have to, you are allowed to be Mechaber, but you can do the whole life of Sheshes, you're allowed to be Mechaber. And forget, doing it by Amida is. Not what's enticed, that we're not dafka mafbid. We even if those who stop the car don't dafka get or everyone get out of the car. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was traveling to with his Rebbe David Soloveitchik, and they stopped the car and Rabbi David and Anna Tamim Taki got out of the car and did Bamida. They bring the stiflers traveling once and the driver stopped at the petrol station to use the conveniences. So the driver wasn't there. The stifler Taki got out and did Bamida. Of a bisod. They weren't mechayev you. Amida is a kvaldi. Because that's somebody's on the train and he can do it by Amida. Amida, you're supposed to do it. Lechatchila wants to do it by Amida. But if there's any minor problem, then we are tended to be made on the Gabe Amida. Yes, Azai. The Gemara brings that an Amos Matzli. When do you start? When can you say your tefillas haderech? Honor of chisam mishor shemahalech baderech. When you're mahalech baderech, the emesis, the Torah brings it down mishor shehichsik baderech, mishor shehichsik baderech. And there's a major machloikus legabe this. When is the first time? When is the beginning? When is the time you can start saying tefillas haderech? Umroi Ruba Kikulam of the Poskim say it means when you're on the way. On the way means you're outside the town. 70 Am, Shibra Am, Shirayim, outside, you've left the town, then you can say Tfilas Haderech. Before that, you're not Hirsik Baderech, you shouldn't be saying Tfilas Haderech. You shouldn't be saying Tfilas Haderech. The famous Taz has a different mahalach. The Taz says no. Mishor Shehirsik Baderech. Means you can say it in the town, and Mishor Shehichsik Baderech means that you machlit your Hirsik is closed, you've decided your pay, your case is packed, your travel thing is there, you're going. You're going, you're ready to go, you're on your way for a few minutes. You can now say it in your house. In fact, and Hirsik means Mutzah Bavadai Leilach. And even that's for our easy success, Makpidim not to say it until they're out the town. The Ein Lozer Shoirish Veika, the Taz is not. Again, if you look in the Paskim, it's very Makubal, the Chol Kiat Taz, Oba Lemaisa, the Taz says not like that. Taz brings an Amraya, that you can say in the town, from the famous Maharam the Ortenberg. The Maharam the Ortenberg, and we'll move over to that area. The big question is, Shoinim will ask, Tfilas HaDerech doesn't start with a bracha. What's going on? Well, every bracha has to start with a bracha. What's going on with Tfilas HaDerech? The Torah says, Tfilas HaDerech is not a regular bracha. It's not a shakel nir levara. It's not al mitzvah sitzes. It's not a regular bracha. It's a tefillah. It's a tefillah. Not because it's got arichas tvorim in the tefillah. We finish off with Baruch HaTov Hashem Shemei tefillah. Obviously, it's not a bracha. That's why it doesn't need to start with a bracha. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the beginning of brachas, says very interesting. He says, Be'etzem, Tfilas HaDerech is a Shomei HaTfilah. It's a part of the family of Shomei HaTfilah of Shema Kileinu. It belongs to Shema Kileinu, it's part of that family. Asher Kein, we know Shema Kileinu when he said it in Shemoneh Esrei, you don't start with a baruch because it's connected, it's smucha. It's smucha lechberti, Shemoneh Esrei starts with a baruch and everything else is smucha. So Shema Kileinu bim koima in its ikka mokim, which is Shemoneh Esrei, you don't start with a baruch. If you say Ashemeya diketfila in another, a different occasion, in a different matzav, you also won't start with a baruch because in the main place, in Shemoneh Esrei, there's no baruch. So whenever you say it, even you're saying it now in the Tfilas HaDerech Dikur place, you also won't start with a baruch. As I stated, Rabbeinu Yonah. The Maharam bin Ortenberg, and the Maharam bin Ortenberg is brought down in the Chav, and the Maharam bin Ortenberg says, no. Maharam bin Ortenberg says, you should make it smucha. You should make it smucha lechaber. Now, the Maharam bin Ortenberg, and this is where the Taz comes in. He would say it after Hakoyim Alachasonim Tevlam Yisrael Yirotzen, after Birchus Hashachar. After that, straight after Birchus Hashachar, that's when he would say it when he was traveling to Zaderech. So the Taz, before Shemar Amir Otomek, when did he say his Tevlam Zaderech? In Shachris. You can say it before you go. So the Taz. Zog the Mogen Avraham and Alejandro, nay. We're talking about a case. Maharam bin Ortenberg's case was when he was traveling early and he was davening on the way and he wanted to make it smucha lechaverta, so he would do it straight after his goyma chazum tov, straight after Birchus Hashachar. Oba, if you're traveling in the middle of the day, then you say it after Alamechia or after Al Shriyotza. That's how they all want to time up. Oba the Taz. Taz says, I've got a riot from this Maharam bin Ortenberg, and Mimela, you can say it before you leave the town. Generally, as I've become in Kleisol, generally the psak is taken on. You say it, you're in the car, you leave the town, that's when you say it. Mogen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, and now the Poskim say, we follow, that you've got to be on the way. The Hasidish Rabbonim and Poskim, some of them have a different halach, and they followed Taka the Taz. I heard that Rosh Neibal used to say it at home before he went to Al HaDerech. I saw brought down the Berach Moshe, the Reyoil. So when you say it at home, Agav, there is two minhagim in there, whether to say it Tfilas HaDerech at home by Yitish, or do you say it, men would say, in Shema Kileinu, in the Shachris, then you say Tfilas HaDerech. They say the Moshul, when you've got a Sofik, whether to say Tfilas HaDerech, which Shem Zalman brings, you could say Tfilas HaDerech without. You finish off Baruch HaTov Shemei HaTfilah. So Rav Shem Zalman, no, better say it in your Shemoneh Esrei, in Shema Kileinu. And that's, like I say, among the Chassidish Poskim that do it at home, Now those that would just sit down and say Tosdach, others would say it in the Tefillah Shmachleinu when they're davening in shul before they go on the way.
But it's not 100% certain you will actually go on the journey at that point.
If you're not sure, it's one thing.
No, but
that's not a problem. If Moira that there's not no problem, you're intending to go. The Taz, yeah, the Taz says you go. What's going to happen? Something happens. That's a nidna. Is it a freya bracha tolam? No, pashas not. Because you're intending to go on. There's a nidna about that. Whether because you intended, if something would crop up, like they say, if you started going on a journey and change your mind, go at pausa in order to avoid a problem because of your shayla. Al kaponim, when we heard shir by Ravosna, he was giving his Thursday night by the Yugalite shir. So I don't remember his psaki, I must say, I don't remember his psaki quite some time back, but I do remember when he would talk about, when he would quote the Taz, he never said the word Taz, he'd always say, Adoineini bala tire zov zokt. Das ist gewen by the chasidische, the greatest chasidische poskim. He gwen Adoineini bala tire zov. So, again, there is the mahalach of the Taz. In fact, although we generally don't follow, we follow the Mogen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, and we say we're on the way, Oba, if somebody would say it like the Taz, the Yemen of Amir be Zechayotza, Zechayotza, even le didon, Oba, we generally follow Hichzik Laderech means you're already on the way. Yes, as I. The next, the Gemara carries on, and the Gemara says, Ad Kamo is the shia of Tefillas HaDerech. So the Gemara says, Ad Parsa. Tefillas HaParsa. Is a machloikus we showed him what does the Gemara mean? Rashi learns, till when can you say Tefillas HaDerech? That means you've got to say it when you leave Hichzik HaDerech, you're out of the town. Till when can you say Tefillas HaDerech? Only in the first pausa of your journey. Then you can say Tefillas HaDerech. A pausa is about approximately the Chazanish 4.7, 4.8 kilometers, or the Chaim Noyes 3.6, 3.7, around there. That's the approximate amount of the shear of the pausa. Is Chazanish 4.68 kilometers and Chaim Noyes 3.84 kilometers. So, like Rashi, you can only say Tefillas HaDerech when you're right at the beginning of your journey. The first approximately 4 kilometers of your journey, that's when you can say it. After that, you don't say it. Which the Ramah says, we don't pass in Rashi, but the Ramah says, L'chatchila, one should do like Rashi. One should do like Rashi. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that when you're going to Mesilas HaBaos and you're going on the train, you've got a bit of a problem. Yeah, you leave, you have to always, you've got to synchronize it. You've got to wait till you're outside Manchester. And then, lechatchila, lefi Rashi, and the Ramah said, lechatchila, we should do that. You've got to chaparan your tefillas haderech within four kilometers. On a motorway of this, you've got like 2.5 minutes. That's if you're not speeding. You've got just about that time. So it's not so easy to chap shittas Rashi. Again, we pass and you can say it even afterwards. L'chatchila, those who can, should try and get shittas Rashi and say it within the first parsa. What do we hold at parsa? Bahag says a parsa doesn't mean that. No, Nishvi Rashi. So the Bahag, a parsa means that your journey has to be a parsa. In order to say Tefillas HaDerech, you have to have a journey of a parsa. If your journey is less than a parsa, between town A and town B, then no Tefillas HaDerech. You can say, well, in all areas, you can always say without a bracha, but a parsa is not a chiyuv Tefillas HaDerech. There's a bit of a problem with this a parsa, with this shear of parsa. Because computer, you say, you look on the map, you see, that from town A to town B, is, let's say, 5 mil, it's more than 4 mil, no problem, you can say to Sadarach. Before we deal with the problem, just a couple of Oris. The Shir Parsa is in distance, not in time. Dehainu, we find in other halachas, there's a big discussion. You've got to go a mil. You've got to go a mil for water for Netilas Yadayim, or you have to travel to Gabe a mil for minyan, for davening and this. So there's a big nidun. Mishabur already talked about the halacha. Is it a mil from where you're staying in your country house, or is it the equivalent, the 18 minutes? A mil normally is 18 minutes in walking. So if you've got a water for the tis time, 18 minutes drive away, you have to go. That's a big discussion. Here, the guy with the palace of Tzad Ruba Kekulov of the Poskim say that if the distance of town A to town B is a shared palace, so you can say Tzad Sederach, no problem. There are among the Svadisha Poskim, some who hold no, it's got to be a distance between the towns of, if you're traveling, of 72 minutes. A distance of 72 minutes, which makes it many more cases. You won't be saying your Tefillah Sederach. But generally, the Poskim take on that it's a shir in distance. Weiter, the Yashim and other Poskim say, the parasol is not as the crow flies. The sheer parasol is toiler on your traveling road, and you measure it as the road goes, and not as the... There is a discussion making them, Rav Yashim and others say that it goes on the distance, benageah to the actual road. The road distance, not the, as the crow flies. And the problem with the parasol is the sheer parasol, the Rosh says, what's the sheer parasol? Around a town, a sheer parasol is considered a protected area. What do you mean protected area? The Chayas and the Listim were not generally in that particular area. People were walking around that area, so it wasn't considered sheer sakana. Rochelle Kane, the Mechaba Paskins, that you're doing a journey of 10 parasa, and you forget to say Tefillah Sederach, and you're half a parasa out of your, not from a town, from your destination town, you can't say Tefillah Sederach anymore with a brocha, because you no longer have a sakona dika mahalach of derech in front of you. So what's the problem? Lefi the Rosh, why a journey of a parasa, you'll never be in sakona? Because your first beginning of your journey, you're near your own time. You're going from A to B. So the first parasa outside A is in the protective circle of where you come from, town A. And the second part of your journey is protective circle of town B. So really, when we say a parasa, you need to say Tefillah Sederach in order to be going through Mokim Sakona to say your Tefillah. You should really need it always to be two parasol, not one parasol. We need a parasol around the town is not considered danger area. So that's why we say, if you're within a parasol of your destination, no Tefillah Sederach. But what about your old town you've come from? There's also a parasol around it. So why? The problem is, Allah Poskim, you go Chai Odom or Shulchan Tukhorav, everywhere they always talk about the journey being a parasa. Why is it not Shnei Parasa? Tila David mentions it. And I saw a lot of gospel examples. Tila David, he says, Sarachim, because the problem is that nobody mentions it. I was by Dan Krause, and I asked him this kasha, and he told me, he took out his Alta Mishnah Berurah, and he showed me on the side of the Mishnah Berurah, he already had this kasha written down. Why is it one parasol? Why is it not two parasol? Well, when your falk takes on the cheetahs, two parasol. We cut this problem, two parasol, and he says, Alocha, if your journey is not going to be two parasol, then you shouldn't be saying Tefillah Sederach. So that's why time is. It's the problem, I'm not saying, but we're not bad plugged out. Oh, the problem is, why is it such a, shall we say, such a big secret among the poskim that they don't mention it. Again, so you've got both stodim, if you've got the shayla for Egarov, what does one do in this particular situation? The halacha is you only say it once each day when you're traveling. How much even if you're doing many journeys, except for Niblach. I had this shayla once. We were staying in a holiday house and we had the house till Friday. And we went for an outing Thursday. We said to us, there, in the morning we went for the outing. Came back Thursday evening and then I said to my wife, instead of having all the balagam tomorrow, packing and travelling and this, we've got a few hours now, we'll arrive back a bit late, let's go back already now. Now, this next Nasiyah back to Manchester is a new Tefillas HaDerech, because when I said my Tefillas HaDerech in the morning, I wasn't intending to go back. Niblach, it's a Mamshim Chaba, change your mind. Novos, thus, the Bintu of Eliashev told a taxi driver who gets a job in the morning to go to Ben Gurion and then comes back home. Finished, end of journey. Then he gets a phone call in the evening, I need to get to Ashdod. He won't make a new Tefillas HaDerech. Why? Because a taxi driver, naturally, when he makes his Tefillas HaDerech, he knows, I don't know what's going to be. It's only Nimlach when you're intending to say one and you don't do more, then it's... I just want to end off. There is more halachas, just we're talking about journeys. If I can end off on a lighter note, I was travelling, I went once for an outing and I came back to Piccadilly Station. We arrived, it was just before Shkia. So I needed to get a mincha. So I remembered at that time, platform 12 was hardly used. So I thought I'll go there and I'll have a peaceful mincha. So I went with the family, we're on platform 12, and in the middle of davening, and I hear all my family laughing away. I didn't know what was going on. I turned around, there was a big group of teenagers who had made rows in rows, standing one by one, their feet together, shockling behind me. They all decided to, they wanted, and they all decided to... I said to somebody afterwards, in Tzant Zach, when the Goyes of Doilim, the Abolim, the Bishop, the Rebbe, the Allah, they go to Landonno, they have to arrange the Gaboy and pay younger light to come out. I say, Hashem, Sos, I Tiftop, and the Rebbe Shalom Shik Be'a Gans a Minyan. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael.